Sports and Jimmy just make sense. Sports has six letters, Jimmy has six letters. Yes, it does. It's spelled with an IE, not a Y. Hello and welcome back to the very best sports show on KGNU, Sports Talk with Jimmy. I'm your host, Jimmy Searfoss, here with the best sports stories and news from across the Front Range. 42 years. The University of Denver's head lacrosse coach, Bill Tierney, announced on the 5th that he is retiring from his 42nd season as head coach, and it's his 49th coaching lacrosse. That is an astounding amount of time for me. I can't even imagine what that even feels like. I'm only 20 years old. That career is over double the age of me. And there really isn't anything this man hasn't done in the sport of lacrosse. In the last 14 years, he's been the head coach of the University of Denver, and he has really elevated that program. Before signing with the team in 2010, Denver was a solid program, but he made them into a consistent yearly contender for that championship. As a pioneer, he racked up a record of 157-54, and he's taken that team to the NCAA tournament where he has gotten the chance to compete for a title 10 times in his time with the program. And he ended up winning that title back in 2015, and it is the first and only championship Denver has when it comes to lacrosse. And that championship was huge just for the sport of lacrosse in general. Before Denver won it in 2015, no team from the West had ever won a lacrosse national championship. It was strictly an East Coast thing. And that's all very impressive, but if you're doing the math, those 14 years are only a fraction of what his entire career has been. Before he was at Denver, he was at Princeton. And there he spent 22 years of his career, and if you thought what he did in Denver was impressive, what he did at Princeton sounded like it came out of a movie. You see, he had inherited a program that was at least decent when he came to Denver. That was not the case when he was at Princeton. Tierney picked up a program that was coming off of four straight losing seasons, and one that had never even been to the NCAA tournament. As a Princeton Tiger, he took them there 18 times, and he didn't win just one championship. He didn't win just two championships. In fact, he didn't even win three. He won five. In 1997, he went undefeated on his way to the championship. And in case that math still isn't adding up, when he first started out as a coach, he was at the Rochester Institute, where he spent three seasons and took the team to the NCAA tournament twice. But of course, you know, he doesn't just do college. He coached the USA international team a bit too. He took them to the 1998 World Lacrosse Championship, where they defeated Canada in the gold medal match. In 2002, he was inducted into the National Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and 21 years later, he was finally ready to retire, most likely to the relief of opposing teams. Now he has one more season in him, and as much as there is glory to all his accomplishments, I'll leave you with this quote from him. "When I go to my grave, I don't want them putting on my headstone how many national championships I had. I want them to put on my headstone that I loved my players." And that is just about everything I've got for you today. Make sure you tune in next week here on KGNU for the next week's episode of Sports Talk. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss. I'll see y'all next week.